Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good day and welcome. You're in the clubhouse and we're gathering. Coming up, L's for Autism, the Hawaii Connection, Mauna Lani Resort, Hawaii State Open, and Golf Kitchen with Winged Foot Executive Chef. Plus, your chance to win Tathara Golf's 60-day training program, a $180 value, and Bridgestone golf balls. But first, Mary B. Porter King, founder of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and the force behind the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. It's being played this weekend. This is on the Big Island at Waikoloa. So it's going to be gorgeous today. We'll be talking to her right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, customer, single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. So call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery, featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
And at Poipu Bay Golf Course, they have a special for you. You only have time for 9. The Ocean 9 is for you between 7 and 8:30 in the morning. It's only $99. You go to the range, you warm up, you get ready. They come pick you up, take you out to the back 9, and you can play those 9. That's between 7 and 8:30 in the morning. It's a really cool idea from Poipu Bay Golf Course. And now, Mary B. Porter King. You know, one of the only women to be a rules official at a Ryder Cup, an official at dozens of U.S. men's and women's opens, PGA championships, and the Masters, founder of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, former LPGA Tour player, First Lady of Golf. Welcome to the show, Mary B.
Good morning, Danielle. We only have so much time, so that's enough.
Okay. First off, let's go. Waikoloa. Now, I was reading the 9th annual Asia Pacific Junior Cup, sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacation Company, hosted by the Waikoloa Beach and Golf Resort. And I'm reading about the International Junior Golf event, bringing together the top golfers from Hawaii and Japan in a Ryder Cup-style tournament. And as I go down, we're preparing for international matches between Hawaii, Japan, and China, and Australia? Is that coming up this year or next?
No, we hope in the near future, for sure. And apparently next year we will be traveling to Japan, so they'll be hosting it next year. So that'll be a real treat for all of us.
Fantastic. So now it's every other year here in Hawaii and then in Japan?
That was the original goal, but as you can imagine, to operate a tournament of this size and magnitude with kids coming from all over, the budget's quite large. So Japan is now willing to take it on, and we've been hosting them for these 9 years. So they're willing to start hosting us, and we're hopeful. It was supposed to be Asia Pacific, so we're hoping to bring in the Pacific Rim.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's the dream come true, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah. All right. How many kids from Hawaii are playing today, and how did they get there into this team?
Well, our team is selected strictly from points. The higher they are on the point list, from the girls 13 to 18 and from the boys 15 to 18. And that's how our kids are selected. But we have 10 boys and 6 girls that compete for each side. And just because of the ratio of girls to boys that are in our membership.
And this is the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, founded by Mary B. Porter King. That was in 98?
In 1998, and there were three other founders, Greg Greg Nichols, Merv Kosaki, and Norman Nassau were the four founders of the association.
And all year long, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association holds tournaments on all of the islands, and that's how the kids get the points that then determines who gets to be in the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup.
That's correct, and it comes down to the wire sometimes. The separation from 6th to 7th for girls, I think, was something like 20 points. So, you know, they're fighting it out to the last tournament.
Wow. And these kids are playing in major tournaments as amateurs. I know at the Jenny K, we often see members of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association playing and honing their skills. So they're really accustomed to the tournament-style golf, the Ryder Cup-style golf that's being played this weekend, the 9th Annual Asia-Pacific Junior Cup. How about the Japan team? How is that selected?
The Japan team, and that's where it gets a little tricky. Japan's a country. We're a little 50th state over here, and they select juniors from across their country. So we've had Hideki Matsuyama played in this just a few years ago, and we hadn't heard of him before everyone else had heard of him. Once he played against us, we all heard it. We've heard of him now, but he took one of our boys down. He didn't know what happened to him. But,
wow.
And he showed up at the Masters the following spring because he had won the Asia-Pacific amateur, I believe.
The Masters automatically does an invite.
Right. So, and many, many of their past participants have gone on to the JLPGA and the LPGA Tour and are playing all over the world. So we do run into them. In fact, I officiated for one of the young men that participated last year on their team. At the Junior Amateur for the USGA Junior Amateur Championship. So their team is very diverse and also very, very strong. And we've won it 3 times out of 8, which I feel is actually pretty good for little Kauai, a little Hawaii out here, so against Japan. But our kids, the numbers don't really look right on paper because so many of those matches went right down to the 18th hole. So our kids have done so well in this, and it really has helped them improve as players as well.
Absolutely. And you have a lot of sponsors who help you make this happen every year. Anybody you'd like to thank right now?
Well, we have great sponsors, and from Pizza Hut and Goodfellows, Nest Turf Equipment have helped us. And as you say, Waikoloa has been a big sponsor. A&B has been a sponsor for this. We can't do this without them. So it's been a great event, and it's growing every year. And this was a vision that Mark Wang, who's head now of Hilton Worldwide, because his son was a participant in the HSJGA and played with us, was a member many years ago.
And that's Hilton Grand Vacation Company being one of the main sponsors.
That's correct.
Excellent. I want to ask you a question about how many kids from the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association have gone on to college scholarships after being in the program with the help of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Can we talk to that a bit?
We certainly can, because I think that's, to me, why I am even involved, is to help our kids get into college. And if they can use golf as a conduit to even a scholarship or even to get into college, that's my goal. And just to see, last year I think we had over 30 go on to college, and the numbers every year are getting larger and larger that are participating in college golf around the country. So many years ago when we started this in 98, like you said, if we had one or two go on to play, now every year we're having 10, 15, 20 kids go on to play college golf. So
I don't think people realize how significant the HSJGA is to our young golfers and kids who get into golf through you who wouldn't necessarily find the game. How do you find them?
Well, we hope they find us. You know, we have a great relationship with the Aloha Section PGA, and we can't do anything without them because they're the teachers, and the LPGA are the ones who are really teaching these kids. And we hope through relationships, any child can sign up at $35 to become a member. And we try to have events for all levels of juniors across the state, and we hope that they start with us and that they'll finish with us. And this year we have 9 seniors participating in this, so we have a pretty strong team, and many of those are going on to some great universities, one going to SC, 2 going to Oregon State, 1 going to BYU. So some great universities these kids are going as soon as they finish here.
And the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association had the College Combine at Princeville Mackay Course on the 1st of November. That's awesome. How did that work out?
It worked out really well, Danielle. Thanks for remembering that. All kids, we ended up, it was just for boys only. It was a men's tournament that UH sponsored. And thanks to Ron Miyashiro for helping us get through it and make sure that we followed all NCAA rules, didn't get anyone in trouble. But Ron was great to help us that way. And young men flew from all over the state to come in and to be seen by college coaches. And as you know, and I'm sure you followed the event, some great universities were represented there, from Wake Forest, Alabama, which are in the top 5 in the country, from San Francisco, UH, obviously, Pepperdine, some great, great universities. So Cal Poly. So they were there, and the coaches were as enthusiastic as could be. Came out and followed the kids. They watched them hit in the skill stations, and then they went out and followed them play while they played a few holes on the course.
Wow. So it was putting, chipping, pitching, irons, woods, and bunkers, and then they followed them on the course?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And then it was followed by a little workshop. The parents who did come over, the kids had an opportunity to talk about and ask about college golf and what's required to play and how do I do that and when should I start applying. And my suggestion to them is you start applying as soon as you can. Don't wait till your junior year. It's too late. They really need to start working on it as freshmen in high school.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think that message is being said loudly enough. Most kids wait until they're sophomores or juniors.
They certainly do. And by juniors, and it's really changed the coaches now are recruiting, or they're not, they can't sign you till your senior year, but they now are getting letter of intent, but they're having kids commit to schools far before their senior year. We've had kids as young as, we had a young girl commit in the 8th grade, 9th grade,
wow,
years ago, committed. And a lot of things changed from the 8th grade and 9th grade to your senior year, the coaches are really putting a lot of pressure on young, good players to commit early. So I think it's the trend, and the kids better follow it.
So what the coaches want to do is get to know the kid in addition to their game, get to know their personality?
They do, but they feel that they have found, when they want you to commit, they feel that you are for them, and they put you in their on their team already, and the kids kind of give up a little bit. I'd rather the process waited till senior year, but that's not what's happening across the United States.
Interesting.
They're really recruiting very, very young. So,
wow.
We have a couple kids right now that are seniors and really haven't even started the process, and there is a place for them to play, but they're way behind the eight ball.
Wow, yeah, and you've got to move fast. You've got to get your application just into the college, not just to the coach.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done. I was looking at Marielle Galdiano's summer, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association member, I think since the age of 7, and she just won the Canadian Women's Amateur this summer. She was on the U.S. Solheim Junior, the U.S. Junior Solheim Cup, which won for the first time in Europe. Awesome. She's doing wonderful things and going to college. Do you see a future for her in professional golf?
I certainly do. I think that's her goal. And Marielle is one of those who did commit very young. She'll be going to UCLA, which is a great university. And she has had an amazing summer this year, and she's had an amazing couple of years. So strong young player, and it'll be up to her, as it is to anyone, how hard they want to work for it.
When you say how hard, what does it take to accomplish it? What's hard work?
Well, really, to be at the best of your game, you're going to have to do things that others aren't willing to do. You're going to be out the one out practicing in the rain and the dark and chipping and putting, and to where you really feel good and you feel good about yourself. You're going to do what the others maybe aren't willing to do, and getting your body fit, your mind fit. And some can do it naturally. Some have to work at it. It really, you pick up Bubba Watson, I don't see him out running and hitting a lot of balls.
No.
Every ball he hits is a new shot. So it really depends on the individual. But, and I see someone like Jordan Spieth who's worked really hard for it. And he's willing to practice and willing to do whatever it takes to be the best.
Wow. Okay, so we're starting today with the Pro-Am. Did I get that correct?
Well, it'd be a Junior Am.
Junior Am.
Kids aren't pros yet. Yeah.
Yes. Right. I always think of the Pro-Am, and it's the Junior Am. Are you raising money for Hawaii State Junior Golf Association with the Junior Am, and how does it work? How do we sign up?
We are. Well, it's too late to sign up for this year, but hopefully if we come back in 18 would be the, or 17 would be the next time you could play in it. But they would sign up. They could get information from the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. We're online, hsjga.org. And it's only a $100 entry fee. It includes golf, lunch, prizes, and it's a great day. And you have an opportunity to play with two young junior golfers, one from Japan and one from Hawaii. And I can tell you that every time the amateurs come in, that's all they can talk about is how amazed they are at what great players these young people are.
I was following a group of young players, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association members, and I was amazed at how good they are. I saw that $100 fee for the lunch and golf, and I thought, wow, that's a bargain. Is that partly because Waikoloa, a golf course, is picking up part of it?
They certainly are. Waikoloa's been our partner in this all the way, and Kevin Ginoza and Scott Head have just been huge help to make this successful and just in doing this. But like you say, to get lunch prizes and great golf, the golf course is in great shape, and it's a steal. You should have flown over for it.
I know. I have a 12-year-old now, so it's an adjustment. The King's Course is challenging. What is it about the King's Course? It looks, when you look at it, doesn't seem to be from the pictures, but playing it, what's the challenge there?
Well, just yesterday alone, we started off and it was very mild trade winds. It was a little warm and things looked pretty easy. And then as we came around the turn, the trades picked up. And I think, the winds here can certainly be very tricky. They can play havoc with the ball in the air and they can play havoc with the ball on the ground. And especially they'll be getting the green speeds here probably close to, they'll be getting them pretty quick. So if they get them too quick, it'll be even trickier.
Wow, yes. Okay, it's the greens and Mother Nature.
Correct.
Putting the teeth in the course. That's awesome. Mary B. Porter King, you are wonderful. The amount of time that you spend working with our kids, I don't think anybody can thank you enough. And the motivation that you give them and the help that you give each individual one when they come and ask you questions. I've heard about how much you give of yourself, and we really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Daniel. I can say I could live to be 200 and never give back all that golf has given me. So I have a long ways to go.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great day and a great tournament, and go Hawaii.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Aloha. Mary B. Porter King, and this is over at Waikoloa. It's the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. Junior amateurs are playing today. This is the Junior Am, which would be like a Pro-Am, but it's the juniors and amateurs like you or me that we can go play with the kids, make a donation of $100, but in return you get the golf, you get the meal, you get prizes, and it's too late for today. But of course, a plan for 2017. We have to make plans well in advance, and probably you'll be going to Waikoloa, and maybe you can stay at the beautiful Waikoloa Beach Resort. All right, we're going to come up and talk with Marlene Sotelo. She's got some information about L's for Autism, the L's Center of Excellence. She's the program manager over there in Florida. And Marlene Sotelo is our next guest. But first, let's give you an opportunity to win, because we are giving away away the 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly. These are unpaid spokespeople. This is a $180 value. If you are the ninth caller, we'll give you the code to the Tathara Golf 60-day in-home golf training program that opens up the door. It's an entirely new and really quite easier way to learn the game of golf. The way this complete path to learning and training involves your mind, your body, and your swing. It's a $180 value, and all you have to be is the ninth caller at 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. Give us a call now, and we'll be back after this with Marlene Sotelo. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Exciting, the number of people calling in to win the 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly. They're both unpaid spokespeople. And while we get our winner, we've got the phone ringing still. Just hang on there. I'm not sure if Raf's gotten our winner yet. Okay, Marlene Sotelo is the program manager for ELLS for Autism, the ELLS Center of Excellence. Ernie Ells and Liesl Ells cut the ribbon to open the first of two buildings of the Ells Center of Excellence. This is happened on August 17th of this year, just 18 months after construction began. It's the first building, and it's going to be called the Lower School or the Learning Center at the Ells Center of Excellence. And then when they open the second school, you'll understand why the first one's called the Lower School. The lower is for 3 to 14, and the upper school, once built, will be for children 14 through 22. And there are all kinds of outreach programs. So if you can't go to Florida and you have a child and you know a child who has autism, this is a place where you'll find information that you can get online. And Marlene Sotelo, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks a lot for putting, Saturday, noon, on your time. We really appreciate it. There is a Hawaii connection that I'd like to get to, because you've partnered with PGA. Is it PGA Reach and the First Tee?
Yes, correct. We have partnered with both organizations over the years, and specifically with First Tee of Hawaii, we have collaborated with them on hosting golf clinics for individuals with autism on the island.
It's wonderful, because the First Tee started off here in Hawaii with Ken Zitz working very hard to get everything done right. It's difficult in an island state, you know, to and they've managed to just work. Kaylin Anderson now taking over from Ken. They've managed to really get the program off the ground on all of the islands, or almost all of the islands, and working hard to make it an island-wide. experience for all the kids, and they love it. They really do enjoy the first tee and everything it offers and the learning and just the participation and being a part of a group and yet being solo. That's good for children with autism, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. The great thing about golf is that, like you said, it's a sport where you can play alone and really work on your own personal par and improve your own game, or you can also play with others. So you have both options, which is really what works best with people with autism. Sometimes they do well with others, and other times, just like any of us, right, sometimes we prefer to be alone. The great thing also about golf is that it is a game of repetition. The more you practice and repeat the same motions, the more muscle memory there is. And individuals with autism are often creatures of habit and routine, and they do like those repetitive type behaviors so they can excel at the game of golf.
Excellent. And that's what this is called, Game On Autism. How did that name come about?
Well, sometimes people think, well, it's game over, right? If a child is born with special needs, sometimes the parents then feel that all of their dreams, all of their hopes and wishes for the future of their child is done. It's over. But what we're trying to show the world is that with autism, it's not game over. It's game on, because there are so many abilities that these individuals have. And given the right environment and given the right support, they really are able to excel and show their true talent. And that's what this program is really able to do.
Yes, that's wonderful. And when you said the environment, I was reading about the building, the first building at the lower school or the learning center at the L's Center of Excellence, which includes a charter school for the kids 3 to 14.
Exactly.
Right? But the entire, the entire campus is designed to create a learning environment suited for children on the autism spectrum. And I didn't know that, special LED lighting to mitigate the behavioral issues that can be triggered by the standard fluorescence. I didn't realize that was an issue.
Yes, it is. And the building, the entire campus is going to be and already has started to be built, what we call purpose-built, with people with autism in mind. And one of the elements that we've added is that there's LED lighting throughout the lower school building, which is a 33,000-square-foot building with 20 classrooms and 10 individual therapy rooms. What happens is that most buildings have fluorescent lights. And the fluorescent lights, you and I probably don't realize it, but it has a buzzing sound, and it also flickers. And for someone who is hypersensitive to the environment and has their sensory system overstimulated, those sounds and those flickering of lights can be very distracting, and therefore it impedes their ability to learn and focus in the classroom setting. So we made sure to go that extra mile and have the whole building with LED lighting.
That's spectacular. And that now, Ernie Els discovered that his son Ben was autistic because he noticed things weren't happening the way people said they were going to happen in Ben's development, right? He's like, well, he's not walking,
correct,
right? He's not making eye contact. He's kind of different, and we don't understand.
He's not, exactly. And they already had Samantha, their older daughter, and so they had seen the normal development of Sam. And Liesl and Ernie began seeing that there were some things that weren't developing the same way with Ben, and his language development, his eye contact, his ability to engage with someone else and play. And so, like every good mom and got to toot the horn for the moms out there, they go with their gut instinct and say, you know what, I need to go seek out help and find out what's going on. And so they were able to get a diagnosis and made the decision to move to the United States to access the best services across the medical field, educational, and therapeutic services.
I had the pleasure of speaking with Ernie Els when he was here building or working on Hawakalē.
Right.
And when we talked, you know, it was about when you discover something like this, and autism is something that's kind of new in the medical field, like dyslexia was in the 80s, you know, so now you don't know where to go. You know, I can't always go to the doctor. I can't always call the doctor and say, hey, I've got this thing going on. I've got that thing going on. And what do I do about this thing? And is this normal?
Sure.
Right. That's what Mr. Els wanted to accomplish, right? A place where people could centrifugally find what they needed, the answers to those questions. And that is that what this Els Center of Excellence is going to do for people who can't go to the school itself?
That's right. The mission of the foundation is to have a global outreach to the worldwide community of individuals with autism and their families and the professionals that serve them. Not only are we serving the individuals that are coming to the school, which in the end will be 300 students across the ages of 3 to 22, and all the adult services as well, but we want to be the hub of best practices. So our auditorium building is outfitted with the highest technology of video conferencing software so that all of the conferences, the seminars and workshops that we're offering on campus will be accessible to the world through live streaming, through our e-learning recorded library of presentations. And in fact, Danielle, we just launched our e-team series and have already provided 3 webinars free to anyone who wants to join in. And those seminars were recorded and will be placed on our website for anyone to access.
Is that Autism 101, for instance?
Correct. Correct. That was the first one of the series. That was the webinar that I provided. We also did one on communication all day long. And the last one we did was on behavior basics.
Okay.
So we have one coming up on November 12th. It's going to be on evidence-based teaching strategies based on all of the research that has been found in regards to the most effective treatments and interventions for people with autism.
Wonderful. And then I see on November 19th is how to game on autism golf.
That's right. What we want to do, Danielle, is we want to make this golf program accessible to anyone in the world. In fact, this year we launched it in Canada in 5 different provinces. We also expanded it in South Africa. We've had the Game on Autism Golf Clinics in Johannesburg, in Cape Town, in Durban. And come next year, we're expanding to Ireland. So little by little, we're wanting the world to be able to use this evidence-based golf program to be able to make golf accessible to all individuals on the spectrum.
Wonderful. And here it is, the first Tee Hawaii partnering with ELS for Autism, and they'll have I'll get Kaylin Anderson, talk with him and have him on the show so we can talk about when and where and how he's going forward with this. This is really exciting. Something else that I found exciting is in the school, you are... you have doctors and people who are going to take information that they learn teaching the kids in the classroom setting so that they can apply that information that they get to teaching people how to teach better. I mean, does that make sense?
Exactly. Of course, because there are a lot of great innovative ideas out there, and people are trying to develop cutting-edge services for people with autism to maximize their potential. But you need a cohort of students in one area to be able to really do effective research. And that's the beauty of our center, is that at the end of the day, we will have 300 individuals across the ages of 3 to 22 where we can be a hub for researchers to try different interventions and to gather the data and determine really whether or not they're the most effective intervention.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to also make sure that everyone knows that we're also providing services for adults. We already launched our music therapy program for adults, and we just found out that we got a grant for a culinary arts program for adults that will launch in 2016.
Wow. Now, is that part of the vocational program that you have for young adults?
Correct. That is, we're becoming a vendor for vocational rehab so that we'll be able to service individuals with autism and other developmental disabilities that are seeking out employment but need assistance in finding employment and then maintaining employment through proper job coaching.
And that's so wonderful. You know, I can feel people saying, gee, I wish I was there. I wish I could have my child there. But again, you have the programs and services that are available online. What's the best way to get to them?
Well, the best way right now, we're building up our website to be able to have a dedicated page just for our e-learning platform. But right now, if anyone's interested, they're more than welcome to contact me directly, and I can give them the recording links. And they can also get on our newsletter. If they go onto our website and sign up to be on our regular email list, they'll get those updates as to when our seminars are going to be hosted.
And that's ellsforautism.org, ellsforautism.org. Can we take a quick break to thank the people who actually make the show possible and talk some
Absolutely.
More?
Absolutely.
Thank you. We're sure. talking with Marlene Sotelo, the program manager, Ells for Autism, opening up the Ells Center of Excellence in the middle of August and really going gangbusters to help people help their children with autism. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Lehigh Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, wear the tires, grab the road. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Over the years, you may have heard on the show all about the different fundraisers that were going on, the golf tournaments Ernie Ells was putting on to raise money for the Ells Center of Excellence. Well, the first building is open, and there's a lot to be done. It includes a charter school for children 3 to 14. It's called the Lower School. The Upper School will serve 14 to 22-year-olds, and that includes giving vocational training and helping them. Plus, the school has a complete sports and outdoor recreational facility, gym, swimming pool, golf practice facility, athletics field, play courts, a medical and professional services building, adult services component. And as in the opening ceremony, Mr. Ells said, this dream has been in the pipeline since 2009. And when the first kids, including our son Ben, walked through the door on Monday, it was incredibly special and a very proud moment. So what I thought was interesting was I looked at the numbers. One in 68 children have autism on the autism spectrum, and one in 42 boys. Do they have any idea why it seems to be boys more often than girls?
There isn't specific information as to why that is more prevalent. It does lend itself to those genetic studies as to the information that we are getting now in the research field, why it would be more prevalent. So we do know, though, that when there is a girl that has a diagnosis of autism, usually they're more impacted. And there is a theory that there are actually many girls that are out there that are undiagnosed because of the social, the way that girls socialize are so different than boys, that their social deficits may not be as apparent as they are in the boys.
Oh.
So every day we're learning more and more about autism and trying to really understand the nature of it and possibly the causes so that we can effectively intervene as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people wonder how it is that it's today and it wasn't as noticed or it wasn't identified was 50 years ago. Has that been spoken to?
Yes, there are various theories. We don't have a conclusive determination as to why there is a greater prevalence, but we do have better diagnostic tools. We have much more refined professionals in the community that are able to notice the small, subtle differences in individuals whereby maybe 20 years ago they were diagnosed with something different, and now we understand that really was autism. We also have a lot of babies that are living, they were born premature and are able to survive more so now because of today's technology, and prematurity is an at-risk factor for developing autism. We also know that there is potential environmental factors that are impacting the numbers as well. So there's a variety of reasons why we're seeing an increase. We haven't really pinpointed one particular reason.
Yeah, and the this center is all about taking care of the matter at hand, and doing research and finding out more. But I love the fact that it's so, you know, hands on. Okay, we have the situation. We're going to take care of it the best we can, and this is what we can do. And that's
right.
The dream of Ernie Els is, I know physical activity is really important for all kids. So getting them active, is it more difficult for a child on the autism spectrum to become sports minded or to get out there and exercise?
It is. And I would say it's for a variety of reasons. One, not that all individuals with autism have motor planning issues, but many of them do. They have difficulty with fine motor skills and what's called motor planning, which is where we actually are, our brain is able to plan in advance the steps that we need to take to accomplish a physical task. And so, therefore, it's imperative that we get these kids moving and working on these areas of deficits because it impacts their social world. And what we found recently, the National Professional Development Center on Autism Spectrum Disorders released a report noting that exercise is an evidence-based intervention for people with autism. It reduces their stereotypies, which is their repetitive behaviors. It increases their ability to interact with others. And it actually has been found to improve the abilities to communicate with others as well. And so, as you can see by the layout of our campus, we really believe in the benefit of sports and fitness for individuals with autism and related disabilities. And that's why one of the main programs that we've launched from the foundation is the Game on Autism Sports Program.
That's wonderful. And golf being one of these sports that really works well with the kids. We mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but for those of us or just joining, this is Marlene Sotelo, the Program Director, Els for Autism Foundation. Why is golf good for kids on the autism spectrum?
Well, it provides the opportunity to play on your own, make your own personal par and set those goals for yourself so you're not competing with others. You're really just competing with yourself. And you can play on your own, or if you want to, you can play on a team. So you have that option where if you are more of that individual that prefers to work on your own, you can still be successful in the game of golf. And the repetitive nature of golf as well, where the more you practice your swing, the more you practice that stance, and you have that routine embedded in your golf skills, the better you're going to be. And that really are the areas of strength for individuals with autism.
Awesome. It's been a real pleasure talking with you about this. Some of the goals, I'm looking at the Els for Autism goals components, and the therapist training, but the remote intervention team training via teleconferencing, the weekly, monthly, annual teleconferencing consultations, and also the fact that you're training people who are working with kids with autism.
Correct.
That's really important.
Yes, we have, we've already had visitors from Brazil, from Chile, from Argentina that have come to the center to do observations and to be able to learn about best practices. And we are starting our Goals program, which is an international outreach where families can come for an intensive program evaluation and program development. And we follow those families through teleconferencing even when they're back home, and we're able to ensure that there's that fidelity of the implementation of the program.
Wow. Marlene Sotelo, thanks so much for spending time with us on your Saturday midday.
Danielle, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much. And we look forward to a continued relationship with Hawaii through our golf challenge and through bringing Game On Autism Golf to all of the individuals with autism in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Through the First Tee program, and we'll be talking with Kaylin Anderson, who's been the person who's probably reached out to see what he could do to get involved, because that's the kind of person he is. Thanks again.
That's right.
Aloha, Maureen.
All right. Aloha. Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be back right after this. We're going to talk about the Hawaii State Open. It is coming up in just a few, is it next month already? That's amazing. We'll be back right after this with Wes Wailehua, Aloha Section PGA Executive Director. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Indian. These bikes are gorgeous. The first brand made in America. Indian. They're sexy. Indian is military tested and approved. They supplied our bikes for World War II. Montgomery Power Sports. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. Military and first responder discounts and financing available. OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Congratulations, Del Rey of IAEA. You won the 60-day in-home golf training program from Tathata Golf, endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, a $180 value. You join Leo and Glenn, and I hope you really enjoy this. I'm really proud that they've selected me to give this away. It's awesome. And I have an apology to make to Wes Wailehua. He's right here with us. Wes, good morning.
Hey, Danielle. Aloha. Good morning.
Good morning. I wrote a text for you last night. It says, hi, Wes. Call-in number is 808-296-5467, but I didn't hit send. I got distracted, you know? So when I saw you called in a minute ago on my cell, and I went, oh, and I opened it up, and there it was, the text that I'd written last night, just pressed it.
Well, know, I'm sure you're just as busy as I am, so Simple little thing to overlook, but it's all good to be with you in the morning, Danielle.
It's great to have you here, and I can't believe how soon it is that we're going to be at the Mauna Lani Hawaii State Open, December 11th to the 13th, and the entry deadline is that November 27th? Is that almost Thanksgiving?
That's right after Thanksgiving. So once they put, we try to encourage the players right after they put their turkey in the oven, put their entry in the mail, so we can get it and have them join us for the tournament at Mauna Lani.
At Mauna Lani, it's absolutely beautiful. Mauna Lani Hawaii State Open, December 11th to the 13th. And when Wes Wailehua, our executive director of the Aloha Section PGA, said put it in the mail, that's the only way you're accepting applications this year, correct?
For this year, we are. And it's actually tradition for a lot of our other big tournaments like the Mid-Pac Open and everything else. And it's a little bit cleaner way in order for us to get the entries in, because like the Mid-Pac Open, the Hawaii State Open sells out extremely fast, and we have a top field of 165 players to 170 players. And when we look at the state open with our relationship with Manalani, it's a celebration. It's the ending of the year. It's bringing some of the best players together and basically putting their skills to the test on what I think is one of the greatest experiences in golf in Hawaii at Manalani on the north and south course, built and designed by Francis H. E. Brown, an outstanding amateur player in golf history in Hawaii.
Absolutely. This is open to the men's open professional and amateurs with an index of 4.6, the men's senior professional and amateurs age 50 with an index of 6.5, the men's A-flight amateurs index 4.7 to 7.9, and there's the women's open professionals and amateurs with an index of 10.0. Is this, how long have you had the women's section?
The women's section actually goes back until probably around the 80s. The tournament itself was reborn in 1974-75 when the section took it back over. And the history of the event actually goes back to the 1920s when it was started by some of the top amateur golfers and professional golfers in Hawaii with the purpose of crowning the best player in the state. And participation grew and interest grew, and eventually it became so big that a couple of gentlemen that were members of Wailea, Don Bellinger and a few others, went to California and to the PGA Tour and said, hey, we've got an event going here and we want to make it the best in the state. And the tour came down, and lo and behold, the Hawaiian Open was born. And for many years, the state open had ceased. And right around the 1970s, when the PGA of America opened our section office in 1975, the section picked it up and rebirthed it as the Hawaii State Open. So we're very proud of its history, and we're very proud of the champions that have come out of it and how it brings people together from all over the Pacific and across the U.S. to compete in our event.
I was looking at the tour sponsor of the Hawaii State Open, the Mauna Lani Hawaii State Open.
Yeah.
If you are a tour-level sponsor, tour sponsor, speaking of PGA Tour, 15 amateur spots, that's three teams, four complimentary room nights at Mauna Lani Bay Hotel, including four complimentary rounds of golf at the Mauna Lani Golf Course, a corporate name and logo on the tournament materials, a sponsor golf cart, one large sponsor sign on the practice green. Is that for the $6,000?
Yes, it is.
It's actually
quite a great deal, and you know, for us, it's more about bringing together a lot of the great players and businesses that have a passion and enjoy the game, like Malalani and Big Island Candy, and a lot of our other huge supporters that have supported all of our events throughout the year. And, you know, from the section's perspective, we just want to create an excellent event that players enjoy. And feedback we get from Malalani has been just spectacular from the players for their support and the way that the course has grown and the way it's designed is that it's basically wall-to-wall carpet fairways right up to the lava, to the point where Mauna Lani pumps almost 1.2 million gallons of water onto the course every night to keep it that way. So there's a lot of pride and a lot of history in that course that we just felt it was befitting to partner with Mauna Lani and have the state open on the Big Island. At the resort.
It's beautiful. And the tour sponsor, that's a great deal. For $6,000,
sure,
you get the
Yeah,
room nights, four complimentary room nights, 15 amateur spots, the three teams. That's in the Foundation Charity Pro-Am. Now, the PGA, Aloha Section PGA Foundation, what does it do?
The Aloha Section PGA Foundation was created as a philanthropic arm for our business to help raise money and support charitable events, from helping the first tee to Hawaii State Junior Golf to providing continuing education scholarships to juniors from Hawaii, to supporting amateur tournaments, and even some of the new projects that we'll be developing next year for veterans who want to get engaged in the game through our PGA Hope and PGA Reach programs that I'll be talking to you about as we start the new year. So all of this funding from these events are created to continue to help grow the game, from our women's engagement to just basically promoting golf for the players and keeping people engaged and paying for our free lessons that we provide at a lot of our events, from the tour events like the Sony where we have hitting stages all the way down to our sports expos and fitness expos that we try to get players to just pick up a club, you know, and just enjoy. It's not about score. It's just about the experience of being with your friends and on the course and not trying to make it difficult at all. It's about the memories that are created from the game when you travel and be with people that you enjoy being around. So the foundation's philanthropic arm for the section is one of the huge things that we continue to push and raise money, and every dollar that we raise goes straight back out throughout the year to help support our projects on each of the islands, as well as our allied associations that we are involved with.
When I was looking at the Aloha Section PGA Foundation, the scholarship program, so earlier in the show, we were talking with Mary B. Porter King, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, right? And we were talking about how many of the kids in the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association go on to collegiate scholarships, and the number is amazing. And then you have, through the Aloha Section PGA, you have the $5,000 maximum scholarship for one-year educational scholarships. These are for kids wanting to go on to college. How do they just apply to the Aloha Section?
They can just apply, and actually our application for 2016 will be out in January. This year we gave two scholarships out for $10,000 to two girls that qualified or met the criteria for the foundation. And you know what one of the best parts was, when the committee looked at this, of course they consider the player's skills and game, but they're also looking hard at academics, you know, and the involvement of the kids and where they want to be. And most of them are not really, actually both girls that received it were not really the top players on the team, but academically they were strong enough. One wants to continue to be a doctor, and the other one wants to be continue in sports medicine and, you know, more of a therapy field. But I think it's great that the foundation actually looks at the whole spectrum of kids, not just the most talented players.
So if you're not a great golfer, don't hesitate to apply, because what your aspirations are and what your grade point average is just as important as, or maybe even a little tilts in your favor if you're not the best golfer on the team.
Absolutely. And there, I mean, the committee looks at all aspects of the player's history, from community service to financial need, all the way down to their playing ability. And in our case, it's not about that, because these players actually continue, you know, whether they're top players or they become golfers, and they have golf in their heart, they'll continue to play and support the game. We want to support everybody that loves the game as much as we do, to continue to help spread that Aloha spirit about the game and what it's done for people by creating opportunities. And I think that's one of the biggest focuses for our foundation.
I'm excited about what's coming up in the new year, the Aloha Section Foundation doing. I went to Fort Belvoir and actually participated in their Wounded Warrior program, which the Army started a long time ago. And the way the people in the Wounded Warrior program, most of them, there are some amputees, but most of them, as they say, were blown up. And they suffered a traumatic brain shaking, you know, from that blown up experience, which is terrifying. And many won't talk about it, but watching them on the green or in the bunker, on the driving range, working with the section professionals who gave their time tirelessly on Saturdays to take people, it was just wonderful seeing the smiles. So it's really cool that you're doing that. I really appreciate it. And you're doing something this weekend, too. Are you already on the Big Island, or are you flying out?
I'm actually already on the Big Island, and we're getting ready to start. We're actually up here, and this is another foundation activity for us, is to support the Hawaii State Junior Golf with their Asia Pacific Junior Cup. So I'll be up here for that today, and then tomorrow I'm leaving for Florida. We have a big annual meeting in Florida for a business meeting for the PGA, and I'll be taking the officers with me. So you never seem to catch me on Oahu, Danielle. I'm always either in a car or in a hotel someplace trying to connect with you.
I know. I'm amazed at the amount of miles that you have acquired.
Well, and you know, just so you know, and your listeners know, I mean, the PGA of America exists here in Hawaii, and that's my role, to support and continue to grow the game. And whether I'm traveling, you know, from island to island or across the Pacific, I mean, the game of golf and Hawaii travels on my shoulders to promote it. And that's one of the biggest roles that I have, to tell its story and to share the Aloha spirit about it, but also educate, you know, our colleagues in the mainland about the cost of travel and how expensive it is for our park players and our facilities to be supported out here in Hawaii. And those are some of the challenges our PGA professionals, you know, try to overcome, from just trying to fill their facility with players to trying to find a way to help players struggle with the new anchoring anchoring rule that will be coming up in January. But our PGA professionals are our biggest asset to the game of golf, and I think I'm glad to be out here supporting them and telling their story and communicating that to the world.
The one good thing I can say about the new anchoring rules is that you don't have to give up your long putter if you're really attached to it. You just can't anchor it anymore. So you have to figure out a way to use it without using your body.
Absolutely. But you know what, Danielle? And this is the same conversation we had last week when I was talking to Golf Channel, is that our PGA professionals, that's their job, is to make it easy for the player to continue to enjoy the game that they've been playing regardless of how the rules change. So for those listeners out there, I'd recommend them seek out a PGA professional near your facility. I'm sure they're happy to help guide you with the new rules and to make sure that you can continue to play the way that you've been playing.
Excellent. Perfect advice. And what are you doing? Are you playing golf? Or are you assisting on the course, maneuvering the juniors and the amateurs?
For this event, we're playing today, and it is I believe it's a Scrabble tournament. So it's two business professionals with one Hawaii junior and one junior from Japan.
So you're going to go take
my second year.
You're going to take a lesson from the kids, is what you're doing today.
I am actually. I'm just going to watch them enjoy playing and enjoy the beautiful day here of Waikoloa King Court. Can't imagine how beautiful it is. My left Honolulu is raining, so I'm happy that it's nice and sunny.
It's awesome. Awesome. Wes Wailihua, thanks so much for being on the show, the executive director of the Aloha Section PGA. Travel safe.
Mahalo, Danielle. Take care. Have a great weekend. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back with a new segment that we're doing. And it's not my name. It's the woman who created it. It's called Golf Kitchen. Diana DeLucia, you've met her on the show before. She's the author of Golf Club World, Behind the Gates. And now, Golf Kitchen. And Rye Waddington, the executive chef, Winged Foot Golf Club, is going to join us. You know, I want to know if he really will be willing to share his recipes. We'll be back with them right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris, ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway next to the Liha Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Wear the tires. Grab the road.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Bridgestone, the Lady Precept, pure distance. The Bridgestone Golf Lady Precept. I think Bridgestone invented golf ball fittings. After more than 15,000 live fittings with lady golfers, Bridgestone Golf developed a ladies-specific model engineered for moderate swing speeds. Now, guys, I hear it's a really cool ball to play if you also have a moderate swing speed. The new Lady Precept is designed to produce higher launch, lower spin off the driver for optimum distance and carry, providing soft feel from tee to green. So this is the softest ladies ball on the market, softer gradational compression core for longer distance, better feel, 330 seamless cover technology, optimizing aerodynamics for moderate swing speeds, and they come in different colors. We want to give you a box. A dozen. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Just be the ninth caller, and it doesn't preclude you from winning the Tathada Golf 60-day golf training program for mind, body, and your game. All right, let's go straight into, yes, the wonderful world of cooking. It's the golf kitchen. And the author of Golf Club World Behind the Gates is Diana DeLucia. Welcome to the show, Diana.
Hi, Danielle. It's great to hear your voice again.
It's good to hear yours. And we're lucky to have Rye Waddington, the executive chef, Winged Foot Golf Club. Welcome, Rye.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm fine. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Oh, good. I'm so excited. All right. So let's start with Diana, an Australian who lives in Connecticut, a photographer, author, photographed for Restaurant Insider. And then in 2010, she went inside some of the world's most exclusive golf clubs and discovered, as she said, an exciting group of people who weren't only interesting, but also extremely passionate and motivating. And from that came your first book. Tell us about putting that together, Diana.
My first book, Golf Club World, was a really exciting journey across the globe. Traveled to 12 golf clubs globally, and I started off featuring golf industry professionals, and originally it was going to be a cookbook surrounding golf, but I found the golf industry professionals extremely interesting, and not being a golfer, it just opened up a whole new world of people for me, and that book was published in 2013, and now I'm well on the way to being halfway complete with Golf Kitchen. And Golf Kitchen is actually a recipe book surrounding 19 of the finest golf kitchens that I could find in the world. I'm presently in Melbourne, Australia, actually, working on the Australian leg.
It's wonderful. You know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
It is.
Welcome to morning radio. Now, you said to me when we were preparing that you found that the most popular part of the book, because when you said you met people who were exciting, I thought, you know, when you meet a golf course superintendent, their world is, you know, it's so much bigger than anything you think about. They have so much to consider, from how much water on the greens to how much runoff there is, you know, and protecting the environment of the course and the surrounding community, whatever it may be. So it's huge. When you said you met personalities and people that are inspiring, that was my first thought. But still, the most popular part of Golf Club World Behind the Gates was the menus, the kitchen part. Did you have recipes in that book too?
Yeah, there was over 48 recipes in Golf Club World. And I even had people calling in and saying that they made the salmon, or they made the dish from Hawaii, I thought that was really interesting. And through that, I developed the idea for Golf Kitchen. And, I mean, it's well on the way. Chef Rye, who's an outstanding chef from Winged Foot Golf Club in New York, is my first chapter. And Rye is extremely talented chef, but I'll let Rye fill you in on that. But I actually just went to Rye's property in Kurganya, and met his parents. And that was a really, really interesting journey for myself and my sister. And we ate at Rise Restaurant, which will also be featured in Golf Kitchen.
You know, Rye, I've got to tell you, I was reading a little bit about you, and I understand you grew up on your parents' Hereford cattle ranch, or is it the Hereford beef farm? In Australia, is it a cattle, we'd call it a cattle ranch, but I saw it written as a beef farm.
It is. It's a beef farm that has been in our family for over 150 years, so grew up on a 900-acre property, and I'm a little bit jealous that Diana's was at the farm the other day. I haven't been back for about 3.5 years.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to doing that over this coming Christmas. So my background after finishing my apprenticeship in Australia was we opened up a restaurant, my wife and I and my parents, on the farm in 2003, and a true farm-to-table experience. And, you know, we grow a lot of our own fruit and vegetables and slaughter our own beef as well. So my idea is when I first came to the US, I was in San Diego for 3 years as part of the opening crew for an Australian restaurant, and then I was offered a position at Wingfoot. So we were trying to replicate some of the positives of growing up on a farm and doing it in New York. So in regards to that, we work with a lot of local farms and local vendors who just supply some of great produce, and I think where we are here in New York, we're lucky that we get four true seasons, so we change our menu every single week, and it's really whatever's in season and whatever the farm's growing at the time will what be the inspiration behind the menu for that week.
I've got to ask you about your mom. How long ago was it? I understand she inspired you to use the local ingredients to create the menu items. And so we have the farm to table menus in many of our restaurants in Hawaii. So I was wondering how it's like you guys started it somehow. You were at the beginning of something.
Yeah, I think growing up in Australia and working with my mentor, Noel Quinn, who is just an unbelievable chef in herself, and she was very good friends with my mother. The difference between growing your own vegetables, whatever the vegetable may be, and then buying it from just a regular store, they're worlds apart. And being true to our farm was an organic farm for many years, and being true to that, we really decided that's the way to go. You get a superior product by doing that. So in relation to New York, we reach out to local farms who have the same philosophies that we did back in Australia.
Excellent. Your mother was also a vegetarian, which is close to my heart. I'm a vegetarian. I thought that was interesting that she's a vegetarian on a beef farm.
On a beef farm. She has names for nearly all the 300 cattle that we had. Yeah, she was a vegetarian, but I think what I gained from that is how do you get the most flavor out of some simple vegetables, and that's through different cooking techniques. My parents were very, very well-traveled. They lived in Peru for a year and a half. They must have been around the world 7 or 8 times, and even myself as a young 7 or 8 year old, they took off and took the family for 10 months and traveled the world. So some of those life experiences I think still influenced me and the way that I cook today. And my parents still travel. They've been going to Ethiopia now for the last 3 or 4 years. They go every year. And my father's a photographer. So
you're talking
eating around the world.
Yes. Rye Waddington is the executive chef, Winged Foot Golf Club. He started in the restaurant business. Of course, he was pursuing his culinary dreams at the age of 16. Then he got into the restaurant business, opened a restaurant with his wife and his father and mother on their beef ranch or their beef farm, rather. And then you move to the States, and then you go from the restaurant business to Winged Foot Golf Club. That's an exclusive country club, a tradition-based clientele. I was just wondering, as you're walking through, do members come up to you and ask talk to you about what they want on the menu?
They do, and I mean, we're coming into our eighth season here. Myself and my chef de cuisine, Nick Sorrentino, we've built up trust from the membership, and I think it's really important. Our members and members of clubs in general are much more educated now with modern food trends. And when we live in somewhere like New York, they could choose to go and eat at some of the best restaurants in the world. So we need to be as good as any of those restaurants that they choose to come and eat with us. It was a big decision for me to remove myself from the private restaurant world and go to a golf club. I'm a passionate golfer, so when I had the opportunity to come and work at somewhere like Wingfoot, which just has such a storied history, I jumped at the opportunity.
I bet. I mean, Wingfoot, you know, we just dream of going there, and I can only imagine what kind of wine pairings that you have. You know, I'm thinking, Diana, are we going to get some of the wine, best wines to go with the recipe that's being featured?
Yeah, Golf Kitchen, every recipe has a wine or beverage pairing with it. And I think Chef Fry and the Wingfoot team have selected some incredible wines to go with their recipes. I think Rye could probably highlight that. I'm not the greatest sommelier, but...
I didn't know whether it's okay because the book is not out yet. It's, you know, it's in progress, and I didn't know if you wanted to talk about the menu that's being, or the recipe that's being shared in the book. Is that okay?
Of course.
Sure. There's six recipes, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a break quick and think about which one you want to share with us. Maybe something you can talk about how you'd prepare it so that, you know, the people may get an idea of what they can do this evening for a Saturday evening dinner. And what they should pair it with would be great. And we'll come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're speaking with Rye Waddington, the executive chef at Winged Foot Golf Club, and Diana DeLucia, the Australian who lives in Connecticut, a friend of mine now, after she brought out Golf Club World behind the gates, and her project now is Golf Kitchen. We'll find out exactly when it's coming out, because I think a lot of people would like to have it as their Christmas present. I don't think we'll have it for this year. Maybe next year. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Congratulations, Jody. You won the Bridgestone Precept, the women's ladies precept balls. Jody from Wahiawa, I'll be sending them to you. We're speaking, lucky to have Rye Waddington, the executive chef, Wingfoot Golf Club. And he's working with Diana DeLucia. She's the Australian, our friend from Connecticut. Down under right now, it's just about 5:18 in the morning, Sunday. Sunday morning in Australia. Rye, have you figured which recipe you'd like to share?
I think we're in fall here in New York, Connecticut. So we have a beautiful pan-roasted halibut, and we do it with a spiced carrot puree, kale, and then a guanciale and a trumpet royale mushroom ragu.
Wow. Now, you just hit us because we're all fish eaters, and kale is very popular here. So how would we prepare the fish?
So we buy whole fish in at the club, and everything is filleted in-house. So whenever you're choosing fish, you want it, you know, nice, fresh, and firm. And you've got to treat any fish with respect. I always say that, you know, if an animal's willing to give its life so that we can enjoy it, then we should treat it with respect. This is a very simple dish. It's pan-roasted, so we'll season the fish, cook it on one side for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then in the oven for 3 minutes. And then when it comes out, we baste it, lots of fresh thyme, garlic, and we'll baste it with butter, and then let it rest for 2 or 3 minutes.
Wow. And then it's ready to serve.
And it's served. And we serve that with a spiced carrot puree. And we try and bring in some of those fall flavors. So there's a little cinnamon, a little cumin in the carrot puree. And then adding the guanciale just adds that little bit of extra meat. And the trumpet royale mushrooms have quite a meaty texture to them as well. So we'll score those and roast those off. And then we deglaze that with just a little sherry sauce and some pickled mustard seeds. And this particular dish, even though that it's a fish, because it's in fall and has the sherry sauce, it's quite rich in the guanciale. So we actually match that with a Pinot Noir, a Joseph Phelps Pinot Noir from Sonoma Coast in California.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be quite the book, Diana.
Yeah, I've actually made that recipe, right? It comes out really, really well.
Did you
that's me cooking it.
And that's you. I just wasn't sure if you wanted to comment, Rye.
I said that's a good thing. I hope they come out well. We chose recipes that are also pretty simple to prepare, and we want the general person at home to be able to cook them and enjoy them and not feel that it's too challenging.
No, I felt like I could actually do that. You know, there's the sautéing and the making of the sauce that's always a little bit more troubling because you want to get it the right temperature, you want to stir it the right way, you know, get everything blended right. And what's the secret to making a good sauce?
Well, in regards to the sherry sauce we use, that's actually a veal stock, half veal stock and half brown chicken stock base. And then we deglaze that with onions, sherry wine, and some sherry vinegar. That there is a little more difficult. That's from start to finish. That's a 20 to 24-hour process. But there's no reason why you can't buy a very good demi-glaze and add some sherry wine and vinegar to it and make that at home. There's no problem doing that either.
Bravo. Thank you for giving us a shortcut. But still, it'd be a fun challenge over a weekend to do something like that with the family, you know, with the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, that's definitely.
That's nice. Diana, is there something you wanted to ask Rye on the show?
Rye, I had a great time at your parents' farm.
It's as beautiful as I described.
Yeah, your parents are adorable, and the farm is just outstandingly beautiful. And I'll be sharing some of your dad's photos of the farm in your interview in Golf Kitchen. I'm looking forward to that. It's just what I'd like to say. It's really nice. The golf world has a never-ending supply of great dining. And, Danielle, I have to say, during my travels globally, finding all these connections with golf clubs all over the world has just, it just opened a whole entire passion for the industry and uncovering some of these amazing places and finding the way they're all connected to each other through the game of golf and through food and dining. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually been to a golf club that doesn't have a connection to any of the golf clubs I've been to. They just seem to be all intertwined and interconnected with each other, and it's just like a big global family. And my goal is to uncover all the recipes from the finest kitchens, and it's just an incredible journey.
Where are you visiting now in Melbourne?
I'll be at Kingston Heath, and that's in the Sandbelt region. I think it's probably in the top 12 golf clubs in the world. I'm not sure about that, but Rye can probably tell you. And I'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday working with Chef Warwick Hilly, and I'm really excited to shoot some Australians there.
I bet. Are you doing a second one in Australia?
I'm going to the Royal Adelaide Golf Club in South Australia. I think that's the 23rd, and that's in wine country, which I'm really excited to have, like, that region as well. So we'll be able to have some really great wine pairings from the South Australian area, Barossa Valley, et cetera. And fingers crossed, I'm hoping to be at the Royal Sydney Golf Club.
Oh, my.
And I can't have too many from my homeland.
No. We hear about it all the time. I mean, so many major events are played in Australia, and we don't get enough of it because it's so beautiful to see on television. So when you, pair your photography with these wonderful recipes and just getting a sense of the people who are working and making it come alive, that's not too much. I think it's perfect. When is this book going to be ready?
Golf Kitchen will be complete and ready for the 2016 market, and it will launch in November.
Perfect.
And I'm hoping that we're having that dinner at Wingfoot to launch Golf Kitchen.
Rye Waddington, Executive Chef, Winged Foot Golf Club. Such a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for sharing the recipe and sharing six recipes in the book that's going to be coming out, and exciting that it'll be coming out in time for Christmas 2016. It's awesome. And Diana, Golf Kitchen sounds awesome.
Thank you, Danielle. Could I also mention, I wanted to say thank you to my sponsor, Eric Brandt of Brandt Beef in Brawley, California, who produces some incredible organic beef out of Brawley, California. Thanks very much, Eric.
Brandt Beef, thank you for making this possible for us to have this book, Golf Kitchen, on our shelf in 2016, November, just in time for you to share it with your friends. I have to say aloha and thank the people who make this show possible. Thanks for being on, Rye. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Thanks for having us.
Aloha, Diana. Talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Thank you to Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futuristone. Only the best. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. They've got a couple of specials going on, too, that I just wanted to tell you about. It's just about POW for today. But mornings 7 to 8:30, and you only have time to get in a quick 9 in the morning before everybody's ready to go out the door. You know, you can zip over to Poipu Bay Golf Course, get on the range 7 to 8:30, and then you can play the Ocean 9. They'll take you out to the back 9. You can play those 9 holes, get back home in time for family time. That's Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. I mean, if the water is coming out of the pipes, there's nothing worse. If something is overflowing when it should be staying and going down, there's nothing worse. And you need to call Creative Plumbing. If you're starting from scratch, you're building something that you want to be perfect, you got to call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. And Montgomery Power Sports, where you'll find Indian, Victory, Suzuki, Husqvarna, motorcycles, the Polaris ATVs, the Gem electric vehicle. It's Montgomery Power Sports. They're 550 Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery, where the tires grab the road. Now, if you're over at Liliha Bakery, and there's the line, there always is a line, just go cruise over and check out some of the stuff that they've got in the showroom. The bikes are awesome. They are sexy. Now go over to the apparel department. Not only are there really cool clothes for the guys and for the ladies, but for the kids. I mean, some of the outfits are just adorable. They make perfect holiday gifts. So enjoy. Get on over. If you'd like to play around at Kapolei, there's a 10:30. Olomana, kind of wet, there's a 10:08. Makaha East, a 10:30. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.